Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 Sports and the Sports Ticket. We're joined by Brandon Wise, Osborne High School football coach, well, now soon to be former coach there at Osborne High School. First of all, Coach Wise, thanks for taking some time to join us. You're now headed out to be the new offensive coordinator at El Dorado High School. That was approved by their Board of Education on Monday night. If you can, just kind of explain the process of how you ended up with this new position and what it brings to you and to your family.
You know, it's crazy. I wasn't looking really to leave Osborne. I was driving one day, picked my son up. My parents had my son. I was meeting them in Salina to pick him up, and I got a call from their new coach, Coach Bell, who was the defensive coordinator at Central Missouri, and he was talking to me, and he told me he just took over as the head coach at El Dorado, and asked if I'd maybe interested in coming there and running their offense for them. And, you know, I talked to my wife about it, and we said it was something that we should at least pursue. And, yeah, I think a few days, about a week later, I got an interview, and then a couple days after that, I got offered the job. So it's just kind of moved fast. I wasn't really looking to move on. It just is something that just kind of happened.
I know you've been ahead of some high-powered offenses in the past, but you averaged over 50 points a game this season with the Bulldogs there and doing what you were doing offensively there at Osborne. What translates and what are your kind of philosophies as you move forward with that back at the 11-man level?
You know, we're going to be running the same system. We're going to be running the flex bone. I get to add a couple more guys on the field now. Same basic philosophy we've had. You know, we're gonna run what we run, and you know, hopefully be good at it, and you know, just go do what we do. You know, it's can't expect to go out there and have the kind of success immediately that I had this year, but you know, we're gonna go run the same system and hopefully have that same success. I wouldn't complain about that, you know.
Take me back over your time here at Osborne. I know that when you came over here to be an assistant with Coach Reiner a couple seasons back, one of the things that you mentioned when I talked to you when you took the head coaching job last season was that you felt that community feel that maybe you didn't get at Meritocene Valley when you were there. Just as you look back at your time at Osborne here, what's going to stand out the most and what are you going to take with you from your time there?
I mean, it's a great place. I mean, you know, my wife and I and my family, I mean, we love it here. Everyone's been great to us. You know, definitely take that away, the sense of pride this town has for their sports and how well they support all of their sports and, you know, support the people running their sports, support the kids. You know, they genuinely care about the kids and want them to do good. You know, it's just a great small-town community.
As far as the team you had, what are you going to remember most about the group? Obviously, a runner-up finish in the 8-man Division II state playoffs this past season. So you obviously had a lot of success in your couple years here and your 1 year as the head coach. What are you going to remember from those players on your team?
I'm going to remember how hard they worked, you know, how they really bought into what we were doing here. You know, we all season long when I talked to you, I talked to you about, you know, we're just trying to get a little bit better every day, play a little bit better every game. And, you know, they bought into that, you know. Looking back at it, I feel like we truly did reach our max potential. In my opinion, that's the ultimate goal every year is to reach your team's max potential. You know, I mean, so just that work ethic and that buy-in to, you know, just trust the process and trust that if you keep on working hard, good things are going to happen. And, you know, and yeah, they did that. So I'm definitely going to remember that. Also, I'm going to remember, you know, we were blessed with some really, really good athletes and some really, really good football players. And, you know, that always helps as well.
Brandon Wise, the new offensive coordinator at El Dorado High School, now former Osborne Bulldog football head coach. Brandon, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview. I know it's tough when you leave a place that you love and move on, but I'm glad that I've had the chance to talk with you over the last couple seasons and wish you the best of luck down at El Dorado, and we'll obviously keep in touch on Twitter and hopefully things go well for you with the Wildcats there.
Well, thank you, and thank you for everything you do. I mean, you do a fantastic job covering all these local area high schools, and you know, the kids love it, the parents love it, you know, so thank you for everything that you do as well.
I appreciate it, Coach.